हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम अगेन टू द होली अबोड ऑफ कुसुम सरोवर एट गोवर्धन। द सीरीज ऑफ पास्ट टाइम्स एट कुसुम सरोवर कंटिन्यूज। दिस इज द प्लेस वेयर उद्धवा इज रिजाइडिंग कॉन्स्टेंटली इन द फॉर्म ऑफ गुलमलता, इन द फॉर्म ऑफ ब्लेड ऑफ ग्रास। व्हाई ही केम हियर? व्हाट इज द रीजन? व्हाट इज द ब्यूटिफुल डिवाइन रीजन दैट ही हैड टू बिकम अ ब्लेड ऑफ ग्रास हियर? ऑल ऑफ अस नो दैट श्री कृष्णा एट द एज ऑफ 11 years and 52 days, he left from here to kill Kamsa, apparently to fulfill the desire of Kamsa to participate in Dhanur Yajna. And Sri Krishna and Balaram, both of them left from here, and they had told everybody in Vrindavan that they will come in 2 days, but they never returned. 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 20 years, 2 years, 100 years, 112 years passed. In between, Sri Krishna sent Balramji. He stayed for 2 months over here. He had a letter, a message for mother, father and gopis. He tried to console, but is explained in Bhagavatam that he was unable to console the gopis. He tried his best. He felt helpless in front of the divine love of the gopis. This is what Bhagavatam explains. And after some time, Sri Krishna told Uddhav that you please go with my message. And Uddhav, as we described earlier also, was a great friend of Krishna, cousin brother of Krishna, was commander-in-chief of Krishna, was the ministerial advisor of Krishna. He had the features of Krishna, he had the color of Krishna. He used to dine with Krishna, used to laugh with Krishna, crack jokes with Krishna, go for hunting with Krishna. Sit with him, eat with him, sleep with him. All intimate activities he would be performing with Krishna. He was so close to Krishna that any devotee who is desiring to attain Krishna, for him, Uddhava's position was the highest. There is no question of any position higher than Uddhava, more intimate and more close to Krishna from the apparent external sense. You are so close to Krishna. So Krishna said, you are very dear to me, very close to me. I fully trust you that you will take my message and pacify the grieving gopis. I am feeling very sad here that I am here and I am unable to go there and my gopis are dying on separation. Please go. Please pass the message on to my mother and father, my beloved mother and father, and my beloved gopis and my beloved sakhas and friends. So Uddhav also was given full orientation, which situation he was entering in, which people he is going to confront with, what kind of situation he is going to tackle. So he was a disciple of Brihaspati, was a very learned personality, was a very elevated personality. He was well versed in science of yoga also. So he thought, gopis are crying, Sri Krishna is not there, they want to meet him, he is not physically available, they are simply crying in separation. I will go and teach them the science of yoga. I will teach them the philosophy that you are not this body. I will pacify them by knowledge, because knowledge gives vairagya, knowledge gives you freedom from suffering, freedom from happiness and freedom from miseries, the duality of happiness and misery. It will especially give them composure and peace when they were suffering from the separation of Krishna. So he is meditating, he is having his own plan, and reaches Vrindavan Dham. And he first wants to meet Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. He goes to Nandagaon. Before that, he sees all the Braj, everybody is simply like picture, all the cows are not moving, nobody is eating, simply looking at direction of Mathura with eyes open, constantly rivers of tears flowing from their eyes. No calf is drinking milk, no cow is eating grass, all the cowherd boys are sitting like pictures, all the gopis are crying, some are falling on the ground unconscious, some are beating their chest, some are sitting like mad people at the banks of Jamuna with pots in their hands. He was quite stunned. He saw the gopis performing some meditation in the banks of Jamuna. And he was wondering, oh, they are already in yoga. I want to teach them yoga. Yes, good, they are already beginning the process. Let me go and further teach them, further deeper aspects of yoga. So they went and he went and asked the gopis, "So gopis, what are you meditating on?" The gopis said, "We are meditating on Sri Krishna, who is in our hearts, to take him out of our hearts." He was quite stunned, quite surprised, because he had learned the yoga in which Sri Krishna is brought inside the heart and they want to fix Krishna in the heart and then meditate on the fixed Krishna in the heart. They said, "Our heart was very simple, but when we took Krishna in our heart, he was crooked, threefold bending form. So our heart was threefold bending form, it became crooked to adjust with Krishna, to fix Krishna. Now we want to take him out of the heart, he is not coming out of the heart. So we are doing yoga to forget him. We don't want to remember him. It's so painful to remember him and not to have him. He has loved us. He took our heart away and left us in misery over here." He was quite bewildered. He had not learned this kind of yoga, where someone who is so fixed with Krishna wants to forget Krishna. He has learned the yoga where those who have forgotten Krishna should remember Krishna and should remember and fix Krishna in the heart. Then he moved towards Nandgaon and he inquired, "Where is the home of Nanda Baba and Yashoda?" Everybody was like mask, stunned, standing like a picture. But someone out replied, "Do you see these two rivers here? Do you see these two rivers here?" "Yes, I do see. Please go by the banks of these two rivers. They will lead you to a mountain, small mountain. But these rivers will lead you backwards to the mountain. And where these rivers will end, you will meet Nanda Baba and Yashoda." And he followed the banks of the two rivers. He followed these two river flows. And then it went to the door of Nanda Baba's palace, Nanda Bhavan. He went inside, the river was still flowing, and then he came to know that Nanda Baba and Yashoda were crying and their tears were forming these rivers. People told him, "Since Krishna has left, they haven't stopped crying. And since then, these two rivers are flowing constantly from Nanda Baba's house all the way down the mountain and flooding the whole thing." So he was stunned. He gave the message. He couldn't see the emotion the way they spoke to him. It's a great description in Bhagavatam. They couldn't control the emotions. They were asking apparently silly questions. "Does he remember our butter? Does he remember my milk? Does he ever remember me? Who gives him butter in the morning? Who wakes him up? Who puts him to sleep? Does he get butter in Dwarka? How are his wives? How are they doing? How is Devaki?" He was unable to understand their emotion. He was just stunned. He just couldn't understand what to reply them. He just barely and with great difficulty he conveyed the message of Krishna. He had to leave. Now his job was to meet the gopis. And he met the gopis, and gopis first came running to see that Sri Krishna has come, because Sri Krishna had given him his own chariot. Sri Krishna had dressed him like himself. Sri Krishna has given his crown to Uddhava. And he came in the chariot and they saw Krishna has come. They all came running and they came close and realized he is not Krishna. He is someone else who looks like Krishna. And they felt shy and they went behind. He got on the chariot. He wanted to speak to them. They said, "No, we can't speak to you about Sri Krishna over here. We need to take you to a secluded place." He was stunned with them because they were doing yoga which he had not learnt. And then they took him deep in the forest. Deep in the forest. They made him sit on a beautiful throne. And all of them, millions of them, sat down. And they were talking to him. He read the message of Krishna. And then they were speaking one after another. Sometimes they were laughing, sometimes they were crying, sometimes they were giving bad words to Krishna, sometimes they were praising Krishna, sometimes they were repenting because they uttered the bad words of Krishna, sometimes they were talking erratic, sometimes they were using so bad words, sometimes they were using so loving words. It was like a mixture of all contradicting emotions. He couldn't understand what's happening. Then Radharani spoke. First she spoke to a bumblebee. as if she's speaking to Krishna. She used bad words, she was then repenting, and then she realized, oh, there's bumblebee, I'm speaking in front of Uddhava. So she was like complete in ecstasy of separation, and Uddhava just couldn't understand any of these things. In his tenure of loving friend of Krishna, he has not come across such kind of emotions. Sri Krishna had sent him to Vrindavan because he was so close to Krishna, he had attained the highest perfection of being close to Krishna physically. But Sri Krishna wanted him to learn, there is much more closer to me. One can become much more closer to me, not by being with me. Even being away from me, one can be with me much, much closer than what Uddhava was thinking he was. That is why Sri Krishna, with the reason of sending message to Vrindavan, he chose Uddhava and sent him to the University of the Gopis. From the graduate school of Dwarka, Sri Krishna sent him to the University of Love of the Gopis. And Uddhava understood at that point of time. Although everything was too bewildering for him, he didn't know what method he has got to pacify them. He understood all the methods that he had thought he will use to pacify gopis were all useless, absolutely useless and powerless to do anything to mitigate any iota of misery of gopis. But he understood one thing, that I have no love for Krishna. I think I had love for Krishna. But whatever I think I have love for Krishna, it is absolutely insignificant compared to the ocean-like flooding love of gopis. And he came to a realization that I need to attain the dust of the gopis, lotus feet. I need to attain the dust of the beautiful loving gopis to understand the iota of love which they have. And if I ask them, oh gopis, oh Radha, please give me dust for my lotus feet, they would refuse. Because I'm a kingly man, I'm an aristocratic man, I'm a very big officer, I've come from Dwarka in my position. But I have seen one thing in Vrindavan, when gopis walk, when they were crying and they're walking, they had no hesitation to walk over the blades of grass. They didn't feel we should not trample upon the blades of grass. I don't want to embarrass them by begging them their dust from their lotus feet. I will become blade of grass. And without any hesitation and embarrassment, they will walk over me and I will get ample of dust from their lotus feet. And I will understand the essence of love, the iota of love which they have for Krishna, which is unlimited like a deep and broad ocean. So he made up his mind. He made up his mind that I will come back over here. He finished his business and did one more thing he did. He saw that when Sri Krishna, when gopis were describing about Krishna, they were getting pacified. They were getting happy. They were appearing to be free from the anxiety and misery of separation from Krishna. So, to please them, because all his methods had failed and he had seen one method emerging out of all the methods which he had not imagined, that is when the gopis talk about Krishna, they were free from their separation and the pains. So there were millions of gopis and there was one Uddhava. And the gopis took him to every single place where they had performed pastimes with Krishna. Uddhava stayed for 6 months in Brajbhumi. And he travelled with gopis to every single place. And every single place, every gopi had to speak so many things, what happened there from their angles of view. There was a one yatri, only one yatri. And there were millions of dham darshaks. There were millions of speakers. In each and every place, there were millions of people speaking to one person who is listening. And thus he spent 6 months because he knew there's no other method to pacify them. I have come to pacify them and they are getting pacified by on their own just by narrating Sri Krishna's pastimes. Why shouldn't I just listen and just assist them in mitigating the miseries of separation for which I have come for? At the end of the 6 months, he decided he'll go back. Give the whole report to Krishna. He went back to Dwarka, gave the report to Krishna. Everything what he saw, what he did, he would try to do. And he said, I'm going, O Krishna. Krishna said, where are you going? Krishna said, Uddhava said, I'm going back to Vrindavan Dham. Why are you going to Vrindavan Dham? Because I have understood that I thought I had love for you, but I have understood I have no love for you. Love, truly, gopis have, like ocean of unlimited depth and unlimited extension. I want to get a drop of that love which they have, which I don't have in me at all. And I have decided to become a blade of grass by performing tapasya. So Uddhavji left Dwarka and came to Kusum Sarovar to perform tapasya, to perform austerities, to give up his highest position of closeness with Krishna, to go far away from him, to become Lord of blade of grass, to attain the dust of gopis' lotus feet. And by that way, by the grain of the dust of the lotus feet of gopis, he would develop love for him, love for Sri Krishna in the iota form of the gopis' love. No one in this material world performs tapasya for demoting oneself. Everyone performs tapasya, bears difficulties, to rise, to progress, to take promotions from lower position to higher position. Even in spiritual world, we want to rise from a fallen condition of birth and death to the free condition of liberation in Vaikuntha. No one in Vaikuntha does tapasya to come down in the material world. No one in the office of in the material world gives any exam or takes any austerities to demote oneself from manager's post to the sweeper's post. Here is the example. One who was apparently so close to Krishna, decided to give up that highest position in the eyes of everybody, came here to demote himself externally, but to elevate himself to the ultimate point spiritually. He performed tapasya and finally he attained the form of blade of grass, which is technically called as Gulmalata. And even today he resides here at the banks of Kusum Sarovar in the form of Gulmalata, enjoying the free flow, free fall, free rains of dust from the lotus feet of gopis on his head, and he's attained the perfection by understanding the secret of the love of gopis for Krishna. And now he no more hankers for physical presence of Krishna. He has understood the secret of the love of gopis and he is enjoying the ultimate bliss at Kusum Sarovar. Kusum Sarovar has given him that atmosphere and that situation where he can enjoy and understand and realize the depth of love, of transcendental affection of gopis for Krishna. So this place teaches us a lot. Spiritual world is exactly opposite material world. Material world, we do everything hard work for uplifting ourselves. In spiritual world, we work hard to lose the games with devotees. In spiritual world, we work hard to get defeated from devotees. In the spiritual world, we demote ourselves from the highest position to Trinadapi Sunichena, lower than the blade of grass, tolerant than a tree. Although we are rich people, beautiful people, from higher families, of renowned families, but still, Tyaktva Turda Mashesh Mandalamati Sredim Tacha Tuchavat. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were in the highest positions in the material sense. They gave up all that to become beggars, to live on the tree with copins in Vrindavan. Same is the mood of Uddhav. Same is the mood of the Goswamis. They gave up everything external to attain something higher, something highest in love of Godhead. They left everything, became beggars. Millionaires and trillionaires were boatloads of gold coins. They became paupers. Begged their rotis and begged their food and stayed under a tree not more than 3 days. Why? To understand the secret of the divine love for Radha and Shyam Sundar. Similarly, Uddhav was in topmost position. Even in spiritual circles, in the eyes of demigods, in the eyes of Brahma. When gopis would think him most fortunate, he left his position, understanding well that ultimately what gopis have for Krishna is the highest love. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also understood and declared boldly to the whole world that the love of gopis is the highest. There is no comparison. Highest love is Radharani's love. To get the dust of the lotus feet of Radharani and all the gopis who were immersed in the conjugal love for Krishna, Uddhav, the great personality, who is knowledgeable disciple of Brihaspati, has become bread of grass here. Very proudly, very happily, very blissfully resides over here, inspiring everyone to give up all the pride, to give up all material achievements, and to become humbler than bread of grass, to understand the secret of the love between Radha and Shyam Sundar ji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.